Whiskey, Canadian Whiskey, the Essential Portable Expert. That is the title of this book by Davin de Kergamol, who is on the line right now. Good morning, Davin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So how do we spell whiskey in this country?
Generally, we spell it W-H-I-S-K-Y, but either spelling is actually correct. Most people do not include the E.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So what makes a Canadian whiskey? What differentiates it from an Irish whiskey or a Scotch?
We do make whiskey in a very different way than most other countries. I mean, whiskey is grain, water, and yeast, you know, fermented and matured. But we take each individual grain and we ferment them, mature them, distill them separately so that we have like all wheat whiskey, all rye whiskey, all corn whiskey. Then we blend them together after they are mature. This allows us to tailor the processes to suit the characters of the individual grains.
Okay, so the taste of a Canadian whiskey in general would be a little sweeter?
We do have a lot of sweetness in our whiskey because we use corn, which is sweet to start with, and we mature it often in brand new barrels that have just been toasted. And this will caramelize some of the cellulose that's in the oak, and it makes oak sugars. So those sugars are natural sugars that come from the wood.
What makes a fine Canadian whiskey? What's considered a fine Canadian whiskey, and is it the aging process?
The major factor in a good whiskey is balance, and this comes more from blending. In Canada, we blend our whiskeys. As I said, men bring another number of whiskeys together. The key factor is to be able to get no sore thumbs, so that the whiskey may taste a whole bunch of other flavors in it, but it really just tastes like a unit. It tastes like itself more than anything.
Where do we make whiskey in this country?
Just about everywhere.
Wait a second. I'm looking at Valleyfield?
Really? One of the greatest whiskey distilleries in Canada, yes, is in Valleyfield. They make Crown Royal there.
You're kidding.
It's really quite an operation. It was started, back before Prohibition, Louis Rosensteel had that factory. He was a great competitor of Sam Bronfman, but now Bronfman's whiskeys are made there, and it really is a wonderful, old, traditional style whiskey. But it's also the innovation center for the world for Crown Royal.
Okay, so you've got whiskey being made all over the country. How different are the whiskeys depending on the water that they are made with?
Well, water makes a big difference, but the main influence of water is that it needs to be good and clean so that the yeast can survive in it and grow in it. And the distillers will adjust the pH and adjust all the various elements of the water. They often use reverse osmosis to get most of the material out of it. But it has to be clean and fresh.
Okay, well, I can't imagine that the water around Valleyfield is clean and fresh. Where are they getting the water from?
They're filtering the water for sure.
Oh, okay.
Valleyfield, but I would bet anything. I don't know, but I'm sure they would draw it from the St. Lawrence.
Tell me a story about Thomas Molson. Is this from the Molson Brewery family?
Molson Brewery family. Thomas Molson and his brother John, they were interesting characters, both in love with the same woman, and it happened to be their cousin.
Oh.
And they vied for her affections, and Thomas eventually married her, and his father immediately disinherited him and left the distillery and the brewery to his brother John. But Thomas was one that was a really fascinating distiller as well. He kept track of all the particulars of making whiskey. He watched how others did it, and he learned it. And they became actually the biggest distiller in the Commonwealth for a while. And it was only temperance sentiments that caused them to go out of the distilling business, because in 1967, distilling was the largest profit center for Molson's. But of course, they're back to beer now, and we're all glad of that as well.
Yeah, rye whiskey seems to be what a lot of people drink in the West. I mean, rye and Coke is a big drink there. And I know, like, I looked at my grandfather used to go on these fishing trips in Newfoundland, salmon fishing, and their grocery list would include a case of rye. Well, it was before, I guess, people drank a lot of beer or wine.
It's a bit of a misnomer if you think that rye is made all from rye grain. Most Canadian whiskey is made from corn, and the rye grain is just used for flavoring. Rye whiskey is just used for flavoring because it's very powerful.
But we call it rye, right? Most of the time?
Well, it used to be that all whiskey in Canada was made from wheat, and we have some immigrants who said, you know, they remembered rye schnapps from back home, and they said, you know, if you throw some rye in that, it'll taste a whole lot better. People did, and pretty soon people would come to the mill and say, you know, I like my whiskey, and by the way, I'd like to have that rye stuff, and pretty soon people just started asking for rye, and it very naturally became the word for whiskey in Canada. And I think until this whole grain movement came along, most people just thought rye and whiskey were synonyms.
Can you say a whiskey for me one last time?
Whiskey?
The H is important, is it not? Whiskey.
Well, it is for me, but my son makes fun of me for pronouncing it.
Because there's a whole joke on the Family Guy. That's where that comes from. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Andrew.
The book is called Canadian Whiskey, and that's Davin de Kergamo.